Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our tiny planet. And as usual, we're turning to the expertise of Christopher Phillips, and we're grateful we've got him on the line. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have this week for us?
Hey, Dave. Good to be here. So this week, stargazers, look out for Jupiter and Saturn in the western sky after sunset. They are joined by Mars in the east around 7 p.m. The moon this week will begin to wane, and we will see a return to dark skies by week's end. Perfect for stargazing.
Something that we have not had in the Stargazer report for a while, something about our moon and also maybe information about its past?
Indeed. Now, last week came the surprise announcement of the existence of a liquid water lake beneath the Martian southern polar cap, discovered by the Mars Express Orbiter. Now, this finding is yet to be confirmed by other sources, but nonetheless, it is a very exciting development in the search for water in the solar system. Another surprise in that search comes from our closest celestial neighbor, the Moon. Planetary scientists have theorized that for a period of millions of years, our own Moon may have been suitable for life.
Now, I remember the discovery of frozen water in some of the craters, but how could it have been suitable for life?
Well, it's theorized that there was a period around 3.5 billion years ago when the Moon was intensely volcanic. It's suspected that there could have been enough gas emitted by these volcanoes to create a dense atmosphere and, of course, liquid water on the surface.
So you're saying, in theory, there could have been life on the Moon at some point?
In theory, yes. In the past, we think the Moon possessed a magnetic field similar to the Earth, and so that would have protected the surface from deadly solar radiation. And so it's possible in this period that life may have managed to get a foothold.
And you think there's any chance any kind of life would still be there today?
I would say probably not. Although, when it comes to life in the solar system, I say never say never. The reality is, though, that the Moon as it is today is an incredibly hostile place. That atmosphere and that magnetic field are long gone, and the surface is blasted by radiation, which has basically sterilized the Moon for billions of years. But despite all this, though, there may still be evidence left over if these life forms ever existed. And so hopefully in the future, we may be able to actually find some of this evidence.
We know if we do, we'll hear about it on a future Stargazer report. It's Christopher Phillips. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week. We keep Stargazer, by the way, on demand at HawaiiPublicRadio.org.